Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast with Malia Jean.
Can I have you introduce yourself for me?
Yeah, I'm Aaron Schultz, owner of alpacas here at Rusty Star's Alpaca Farm.
And you're in Winterset, technically, right?
Winterset, yep.
Okay. All right. And your name, ma'am?
I'm Carrie Schultz.
All right. Well, I am super excited to be here on shearing day. So tell everybody what you're doing with the alpacas that you farm today.
So today is the harvest in terms of alpacas. We've been feeding them, caring for them for an entire year, and they get sheared today. The fleece is collected, put in bags, and marked and indicated. And at some point, we clean that fleece up. It's called skirting. The fleeces get skirted and then processed eventually into yarn.
Yes, beautiful, soft, luxurious yarn that I love. I'm here because I am a crafter and I adore alpaca fiber. It's my favorite to work with. It's just makes really, really warm, good yarn. I mean, you can do as whatever you want to do with it,
yep.
Like sheep's wool,
yep.
Only without so much of the scratchiness,
sure.
And it's
yep.
Even warmer.
Yeah, one other characteristic between wool and alpaca is lanolin.
Sheep, right.
Sheep has lanolin. Alpacas don't have lanolin, which contributes to the soft feel.
Right. So you have to wash the dirt out of the fiber, but you don't have to get the lanolin out, which
correct.
Is what's the tough part of sheep's wool.
Yep. Yeah, you pretty much just wash it in water and it's ready to go.
Get all the hay out of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of hay, Guillermo's been saying hay over here. I don't know if we can get him to talk to us. What do you think, Guillermo? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And so how many animals are getting sheared today total?
So we have 24 alpacas here on our farm. And we've got a neighboring farm, Lavender, sorry, I'm forgetting the name, Lavender Field Alpacas.
Ooh, that's a nice name.
Out of Courtney Stanley, out of Truro, Iowa. She's got 5 alpacas here, so we've got a total of 29 that we're doing today.
Okay, and you have an appointment with a shearer. He's come in. He's getting set up right now. Now, this is a real professional shearing operation, and a lot of people who are going to listen to this have seen sheep shearings, and so they're probably familiar with it. But are we like, we're going to lead them on a rope? And I don't even know what's going on here yet.
So if you're familiar with sheep shearing, this is a totally different process.
Oh, totally different. Okay.
Yeah. So the setup here, we've got pads on the floor, and then we've got two sets of leg nooses, and the ropes will go around the four legs, and we'll stretch them out so that their back feet are out the back and the front feet are stretched out the front.
Mm.
Kind of makes them into a tube, which allows the shearer to roll them as the fiber comes off.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're going to be on the ground.
Yep.
And then you'll just kind of roll them around so they can take the fleece off in one big blanket,
yep, one
right?
Big blanket.
Because I know, especially from a crafting perspective, the fiber on their backs and sides is the
yep.
prime stuff.
Yep,
so you want to get that all off together, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
It's the prime fleece and also called the blanket.
The blanket. Yeah. It keeps them very warm and,
yeah.
and us too, if you're yeah. lucky enough to have some alpaca fiber. Cool. So how long have you been raising alpacas?
This is our 11th year.
Oh, wow.
6 years in Iowa.
Oh, 6 years in Iowa. So where did you come from before?
Colorado. Northern Colorado. We bought our first alpacas from a farm called Daybreak Creations. That was our mentors. And they were one of the larger farms in the country at the time. And we learned a whole lot.
Yeah, I imagine. That's great that you had somebody that you could
yeah.
learn from, because I'm sure there's quite a learning curve when you take on any new animal that you're caring for
yep,
full time.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, that's great. So what made you choose Winterset? Do you have family associations here?
None. Well, that's not true. Carrie grew up in Glidden, Iowa.
Okay.
And her family still lives there. Her brother actually lives in Des Moines.
Okay.
I have no family in Iowa, so I came here with Carrie, basically, and we love mm-hmm. it. Winterset has been perfect, and Iowa in general's just been amazing for us.
I'm a transplant myself, and
yeah.
I've been here 4 years, and I love
yeah.
it. So
yeah.
it's I can understand.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you can get past winter hanging on forever like it is this year. Oh, I'm getting sniffed. Is that's cinnamon?
That's Pepper Jack.
Oh, Pepper Jack. This
yeah.
is...
That's Killer Bee.
Killer Bee, Pepper Jack, and Guillermo are in a pen together next to us. I love this. I'm going to take pictures of these boys so you can see who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I love it. So it looks like we're getting close to starting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're about ready to get started.
So you, I guess the question that I have as a crafter, what level of preparedness do you sell your fiber at? Do you sell it raw, milled, finished product? Where do you usually do?
Yeah, so we've done the whole gamut here. So we've got a breeding operation with the alpacas, a fiber operation with the fiber that we get from each animal, and we've actually set up a store on our farm. We've got a little farm shop in which we sell a variety of products, not just from our animals, but we turn the blankets into yarn, and we've got rugs and yarn and batting and roving and insoles. So a variety of things that are made from our alpacas.
I have some alpaca insoles from another farm that I visited. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They will keep your feet really warm.
it's kind of neat when you're wearing something that you know where it came from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we've met a lady in Winterset actually has been crocheting some of our yarn into hats, and got a unique little figurine that's an octopus made out of the alpaca. So.
I saw your Facebook post about that. Yeah. Very cute. Yeah, I love wearing alpaca. I'm wearing some on my head right now. This is actually Surrey alpaca.
Cool.
So
yeah. We don't have any Surreys. We've got only Wakayas.
Yeah, and honestly, Surreys are not very common. You don't come across them all that often.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is exactly.
There's fewer of them, and most people prefer to just specialize in what they're comfortable with.
Right, what's currently available, abundantly available.
They're essentially the same, just the different hair characteristics. So Surrey and Wakaya alpacas as an animal is
the same care.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's good to know.
We'd love to have Surreys at some point.
Well, their fiber is... It is harder as a spinner and a crafter. It's harder to work with because it's so long and it's less crimped than the Wakaya. But it's really lovely if you get it done.
Cool.
It's lovely yarn after all, I would imagine a mix of it would be just perfect.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity, but maybe someday.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I'm going to let you get back to your preparations, but thank you so much for talking to me about your operation and your farm, and I'm just going to sit back and watch the fun.
Yeah, enjoy. You'll learn a lot today.
I'm going to take a little video, too, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Okay, all right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. The end of our interview was not at all the end of the day. In fact, we were just getting started. So as Carrie, Aaron's wife, informed us after we got done with the interview that her sister... was supposed to be coming down, her sister-in-law, I can't remember which, but she had an emergency appendectomy the night before, literally the night before shearing day. So she couldn't be there. A couple of other people couldn't be there for other reasons, and then some were coming later. So Aaron and Carrie asked us if we would do a couple of little jobs. One was getting the bags prepared for putting the fiber in. So there were tags pre-written with each of the animals' names on them. And I got to help get the bags ready. And that way, as they brought each of the animals out and got them prepared to be sheared, I would get those bags prepped so that when the fiber came off the animal, they could go directly in the bag with the tag in it and just be done. Throw it in a pile and then move on to the next animal. So, and then my friend that was with me, the shearer, asked her to help out with a certain part of the shearing process where she would kind of guide the animal's body over. Because as Aaron said, they're stretched out on the ground and they roll them to move the body around so they can stay tied, but they're not in any pain. And that way they can get to all parts of them to get them shaved properly. So she got down on her knees and was moving those animals around. And she said, and they kept telling us how appreciative they were for us helping out, which was a complete pleasure for us. But she did say that, you know, we could take breaks whenever we want. You know, you could leave anytime you want to go. It's kind of cold out here. You can just go. We'll be busy. But we were having the time of our lives, honestly. I was so excited to be there. And we had a great time.
My friend's daughter even got involved at the age of 5. She was helping bring some tools back and forth to the guys who were shearing the alpacas. And eventually more people did show up. So we had more people on hand and it was a little less hectic because we were able to each have our own job instead of running back and forth between little jobs with shearing the animals. I had such a great time. At one point, the sun was shining and it was snowing. We did talk a lot about how it was winter north of I-80, but in Winterset, where I was, it was not quite winter. It was more like late fall. but the sun did come out while it was snowing, which was interesting. And then it kind of warmed up a little bit, so it wasn't too bad. Plus, we were all running around in that barn. There were hoodies being stripped off, and people got pretty warm, especially Aaron, because he was the one doing most of the animal wrangling and really holding on to them since they were, you know, they're familiar with him. So that worked out pretty well. One thing you may not know about alpaca, they do spit. They're related to llamas and camels, and you may have heard that those animals do spit. Most of the time, Carrie was telling me most of the time that they only spit at each other when they get feisty. But when you're handling them and tying them down, it makes them a little mad. And they were spitting the grossest, greenest, smelliest stuff I have ever seen in my life. So yeah, that was really interesting. And the way they combat that is, first of all, point the head away from you if you have your arm around their neck. And the other thing that they did was they would put a sock over the muzzle of the alpaca so that they would spit into the sock instead of onto you or onto the ground. It was a good way to contain it. And then they could just, you know, either burn the socks, which is what I would have done, or throw them in the wash because I'm sure it would wash out with a couple of washings. Ew. So, you know, they did great. It took us about 4 hours to do 30 alpaca. And we got to a point where my friend's daughter was ready to go home. She was getting a little tired, but we were down to like 4 more alpacas. So we kind of had to stay and see it through. And I'm so glad that we did. It was such a pleasure to meet Aaron and Carrie, and they really love what they're doing. And as you heard, Aaron was so willing to talk to us about the process. They invited us back to come on a warmer day when we could really come and hang out with the animals and it wouldn't be such a work day, be more of a hangout and talk day. And he did warn me that the way he got into this was he visited an alpaca farm just like we were doing. And I can understand why he'd want to warn me, but I need some acreage and a little more starting capital to get going on an alpaca farm of my own. So we'll see if that happens someday. All right. So that is pretty much the other things I wanted to add. I am going to, with this podcast, post up a bunch of pictures, which you're probably already looking at. And I'll be posting some video on our Facebook page at Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1 if you would like to see the shearing in action. I did take about a minute and a half video of one of the animals being sheared, and you'll just be able to see how beautiful the fiber is coming off of the animal and how quickly they really handle one of these large critters. Thank you so much for listening.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's Best Country, Kicks 101.1.